Superman, The Last Son of Krypton, Issue 15, Diffused.
Some champagne, Lois?
Please.
Here you are. Shall we toast?
To what?
The future. For never before has it looked more promising.
Lex, I don't know about this. I'm married.
A technicality that we shall soon remedy. Kent is far beneath your station. Frankly, I'm surprised you ever even gave him the time of day.
This is too much. Excuse me.
Of course.
Lois Lane. Really? I don't know, I just... Oh, well... Yes, of course. Absolutely. Right. I'll be there. Thank you.
Leaving so soon?
That was the producer of Lana Lang's television show. It seems Lana wants to interview me for today's episode.
I'm not surprised. The city's most famous and respected reporter has returned from the dead. That's big news.
Well, I never really died. I just can't think lately. What's going on with me?
You're probably still disoriented from all of the chaos in the city recently. I'm sure it will pass.
You're probably right. I need to head home. I need to change.
There's no need. I've taken the liberty of ordering a dress for you. It's in a box on the bed in the master suite.
I couldn't possibly.
Please, Lois. It's my pleasure.
I mean, I wouldn't, normally.
Change in front of me?
That's not what I was going to...
Don't worry. I respect your privacy, Lois. I'll leave you to your preparations. When you're ready, head down to the lobby, and my driver will take you to the WGBS studios.
Thank you, Lex.
Anything for you, Lois.
What the hell am I doing?
Thanks for doing this, Clark.
My pleasure, Kara. It's relatively quiet in the city right now, so if there was ever a good time...
It's a good time because Steve is going to help the people of this city wise up.
I don't think that we should worry about...
They're waving you in. Go!
Welcome to Radio KAL. My name is Steve Eunice, and I'm joined by my co-host, Neil Bailey. Welcome to the show. How you doing, Neil?
Pretty good. How about you, Steve?
Not too bad at all. For our new listeners out there, Radio KAL is a program made in conjunction with my new website, supermanhomepage.com. We scrounged up what money we could, and we're renting airtime here on the WLEX radio network. The show is by fans of Superman for fans of Superman.
What few of us remain, anyway.
Yes, that's a topic I'd like to get into if we could. Our fellow citizens of Metropolis have somewhat turned on Superman as of late. I think it all began with Lex Luthor's appearance on the inaugural episode of the television show Talk of the Town.
Yeah, I think it was Luthor's appearance on Lana Lang's show that really started to change public perception of Big Blue.
And it only got worse for Superman when it was revealed that Mercy Graves, an employee of Lex Luthor, was the one responsible for Lois Lane's apparent death.
Due to Themyscira's law, Mercy was extradited to Paradise Island. I assume she's facing punishment for her crimes there. The Amazons have always been a very just people, but the point is we don't really know what became of Mercy, and the people have a problem with that.
Well, Lois Lane is a beloved figure in this city, so that's understandable.
Yeah, I think they just announced Miss Lane is scheduled as a guest on Talk of the Town later this afternoon.
That should be interesting.
Tell me about it. How often do people return from the dead? Well, Metropolis may be a bit more than normal, I grant you.
Well, let's get more information on all of the recent happenings direct from the source himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to introduce our guest for the day, Superman.
Hello, folks.
This is so cool. It's an honor to finally meet you in person.
Why, thank you.
This is a chance every fan would kill for.
I think at this point I'd be lucky if I have one fan, period.
Well, let's see what we can do about that. Can you set the record straight for us about Mercy Graves?
Certainly, Stephen. Mercy was extradited to Themyscira, where she was tried and summarily convicted for her crimes.
Do you know what her punishment was?
Not the specifics, no. But I do know that she was left in the care of Ares, the god of war.
That doesn't sound like much of a vacation.
No, I would imagine not.
You see, Metropolis, Mercy is, in fact, facing punishment for her crimes. You heard it here first. Now, how do you counter the folks who say you bring danger to Metropolis simply by being here? That your presence draws in the freaks, the monsters, the aliens, the evil that plagues the city?
Well, Stephen, what they need to realize is that evil was around long before I showed up.
Yeah, and its name is Lex Luthor.
He's just kidding, folks. Neil, this station is owned by LexCorp.
Whoops!
In all seriousness, though, those people probably do have a valid point. My presence could certainly draw in a share of the metahuman menaces in the city. But I have been able to handle them, and then some. And hopefully the good I do outweighs that.
I think you're absolutely right. If you weren't in Metropolis, we might have 10 less supervillains attacks per year, but how many more people would die in building fires, car accidents, floods and the like? I have some numbers here. According to the Metropolis Special Crimes Unit, last year Superman saved more than 2,200 lives that would have been lost due to natural disasters and accidents, and that's in Metropolis alone.
Which says nothing at all about your work all around the world.
And I'd like to be the first to say thank you.
No thanks needed. I just want to help.
And a damn fine job of it you do.
By contrast, there have been only 3 deaths from metahuman attacks in the past year, and all of those came during your recent fight with Metallo.
Those people should not have died, Stephen. Metallo had taken control of a Kryptonian battlesuit which had an energy beam in it that altered my brain chemistry and impaired my decision-making process. If I could have just avoided that beam, I would have been able to save them.
But how many people survived because of your intervention? Thousands!
Absolutely. And that attack by Metallo was all part of Mercy's plan from the start.
You know, Luthor mentioned those 3 deaths in his appearance on Talk of the Town, and Mercy worked for Luthor. Draw your own conclusions, people, I'm just saying.
Even in your recent battle with the army of Bizarros, not a single life was lost.
Which is amazing, given the massive property damage.
I do try to avoid that whenever possible.
I think you only did what you had to do, and the fact that no one was killed in the Bizarro attack speaks volumes to your efforts. Well, that's all we have time for now. It's been fun. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you, Steve, and you stay classy, Mercy Graves.
I'd also like to thank Superman for stopping by the show. It was a real honor to have you here.
It's been my pleasure, sirs. Thank you for hearing me.
You've been listening to Radio KAL. We're off the air.
That was awesome! You were great.
Why, thank you.
Hey, Steve, I'm going to run up and check the satellite feed. It looks like there's a glitch in the system again.
All right. Ah, the joys of running your own show with no real budget.
Hey, you two do a fine job. I can't believe you've dedicated an entire website to me.
You're an inspiration.
Thank you. That means a lot. But if you'll excuse me, I should sweep the city a few times and make sure everything's okay.
Of course. Thanks for that, Kara.
Hey, all I did was get him here. You're the one who had the master plan. Hopefully that did the trick.
We can only hope.
I mean, a sewer? Really, aren't you afraid of germs and bacteria and diseases?
Doctor.
Yes?
Shut up.
I just don't see why we couldn't meet this person somewhere else. Yes, somewhere else, you know? Somewhere without all the rats and the teeth and the biting.
This is where she lives.
She? Oh my, a woman, eh? Perhaps she's attracted to bald, eccentric scientists. In which case, I would be in luck because I happen to know one. Oh, yes, I do.
Why do you never shut up?
I wonder if I'm her type. Am I her type? Do you think I'm her type?
Everyone is her type.
She sounds like my kind of girl, then. Oh, yes, indeed.
This is place where she said to meet.
Are you sure?
Yes. This is Swift Junction under Jurgen Street.
Well, I don't see any toothsome ladies.
How very appropriate your choice of words is. I might just have to eat you up.
Don't fight!
Does my appearance frighten you?
You're all purple and sinewy and scary.
You flatter me.
You are Parasite.
Of course I am.
Parasite? But no, you see, Parasite is a powerful villain who has fought Superman numerous times, and well, what an embarrassment it would be for such a person to be living in the sewers. And, I think I'll be quiet now. Yes, yes. It seems brutal.
Is he always like this?
Unfortunately.
But I'm oh so charming.
Shut up! It's not that I want to be living in the sewers, but I need something to feed off of.
Rats?
Their weight can make me sick. But I survive. And certain caped aliens don't notice when they go missing.
Is surviving enough? I know of your thirst for power.
You know nothing of me.
I know your brother died, and you blame Superman for his death. And I know whatever you say, your hunger for power is common knowledge.
What of it?
The doctor here.
Don't bite!
You're far too scrawny for my taste, sweetie. Don't worry.
Phew.
Although, still meatier than rat.
You know, anyone who can do that to him is on my good side. Anyway, he has access to LexCorp.
What kind of access?
Everything.
Everything?
I will use him to bring Luthor down!
Luthor doesn't concern me.
He should. LexCorp has many divisions. Technologies. Information. We can get what you need.
Sustenance?
Yes. And power. And Superman.
I believe we can do business, Serena. It shall be a pleasure.
Next time on Superman, the Last Son of Krypton. Lois has a change of heart.
I was kidnapped by Mercy. Lex Luthor had nothing to do with this.
I think there are many in this city who would find that hard to swallow.
Do I look like that bothers me?
John Henry continues his investigation.
You were looking for Dr. Franklin Anderson, yes?
That's correct.
Dr. Anderson proves to be just what Serena needed.
When can you have the information on LexCorp?
I need a satellite link into the mainframes. The WLX radio station has one that should be relatively easy for me to hack into.
And a mysterious benefactor calls with a tantalizing offer.
Hello, Mr. Kent. I believe I have some information that may be of interest to you.
Who is this?
The fall begins as Pendant Production presents Issue 16 of Superman, the Last Son of Krypton. Arriving April 26th, 2006. Only at SupermanHomepage.com. In 2 weeks.
In the third issue of Batman, the Ace of Detectives, two of Batman's greatest enemies have escaped their prison.
Alfred, the Riddler and Joker are long gone. Their cells are empty.
You know how this goes, right, Piggy?
And they've taken a hostage with them.
I never said I'd let her go. I just said I might not kill her.
Don't destroy what you've worked so hard to fix.
Quiet. Be quiet, Misty.
Will Batman and Robin stop the Joker from getting what he wants? Find out on April 12th at BatmanYTV.com.
and in 3 weeks. Wonder Woman becomes frustrated with her responsibilities.
Sometimes I would prefer just going in and using force. Even in cases of terrorism, removing the figurehead rarely quells the rebellion.
The Amazon princess meets up with an old friend.
You're a warrior by nature. Don't pretend I have something to do with it.
Ares has startling news for Mercy.
Lex was very concerned about gaining the affections of a certain girl.
And Cersei and Dr. Psycho test out their plan for Diana.
How many people could you control, conceivably?
Well, under certain circumstances, I believe I could control thousands. With the proper equipment, even millions.
Issue 3 of Wonder Woman, Champion of Themyscira, premieres April 19, 2006. Only at WonderWomanYTB.com.
Featuring the voice talents of Ryan H. Nelson as Superman, Daniel Sensenbach as Lex Luthor, Susan Bridges as Lois Lane, Dragonblink as Supergirl, Neil Bailey as himself and Dr. Anderson, Catherine Pry as Sarina, Julie Goldstein as Parasite, and Steve Yunus as himself. Written and directed by Jeffrey Bridges, produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2006 Pendant Productions. Superman created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, copyright 2006 DC Comics. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. To visit the home of Superman on the internet, visit SupermanHomepage.com. Thanks for listening.